had an axle, you call it an axle or what?
Yeah, call it an axle.
And then how about the wheels? Would you explain, how were the wheels put together?
Wood.
They were wood?
Yes, it was wood.
And they'd have a hub?
Oh, yes, they had a small hub, a buggy did.
I see. Then the spokes?
Spokes in there.
And what would the spokes go into up here?
Well, they had a rim around there, a wood rim, and iron on the top, on the top for it, you know. It's like a wagon.
I see. Did you ever call that wood rim, did you ever hear that called a fella?
What, a fella? Well, I called it a fella on a wagon, I know.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
Not on a buggy.
That's right. On a wagon.
I see. How did you keep the wheels from squeaking?
Well, you grease them, take them off, you know, they had a, take that nut off it, I'd call it.
Mm-hmm.
And take it off and grease it, put it back on.
What would you use?
Axle grease.
I see.
That's what we had then.
I see. And you put that all over the spindle?
That's right.
I see.
Put it back on.
How did you, come back, you'd hold, if you're driving a buggy, you'd hold the what in your hand?
Line.
But if you were on a saddle, you'd hold the what?
Rein.
Rein,
yes.
I see.
Yes.
And the things you'd put your feet into on a saddle?
Stirrup.
Did you ever hear of people keeping hot bricks or something like that in the stirrup? Keep their feet warm?
Well, they went to putting something on a stirrup, you know, on the front of it, out of leather, you know. You cover that stirrup all but where you put your feet in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to protect your feet a lot there. That's what they did do.
Mm-hmm.
They have it covered, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All but where you get your feet going, that's how they're done.
Mm-hmm. So
they
keep your feet warm from the
yes,
wind.
Yes, sir.
What would happen to a child if he got on a horse and the horse threw him? What would happen to him?
What would happen to him?
Yes, sir. Do you remember any? Did that ever happen to you?
Well, I remember he stole one of my brother's one and broke his arm.
Oh, he did.
Sure did. Fell off the horse.
Mm-hmm.
Sure did. And they'd take that, at that time, you know, back there, they didn't go to the doctor much when something happened like that.
Did you take care of it yourself?
They'd take care of themselves. They'd get them something, you know, bones, you know, bandage that arm up.
Mm-hmm. Did it heal okay?
Yes, sir, sure did.
Uh-huh.
I don't see how they did it, but it sure done.
Well, they must have known.
Yes.
They must have known what to do.
Yes.
It's interesting, isn't it? How I don't know whether people today would have that much sense or not.
Well, that sure did.
But, as I talk to older people, you know, I keep finding out how much they used to know and how much they used to do for themselves.
And yes.
They know how to set an arm like that, which is real interesting. If you had two horses on in a wagon, pulling a wagon, would you say that's a team or?
Yes, sir.
And if you had two mules pulling a wagon, what would that? Would you say a team or a pair?
A pair of mules.
A pair of mules.
Yes, sir.
Did you ever see anybody use any oxen?
Oh, yes, sir.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
I didn't realize.
Many times.
What would they use them for?